Next is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 10th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
The heavenly planets, this language is used. Heavenly planets,
yeah.
The Sanskrit language is used. Therefore it is called Devanagari. Nagar means town, and Deva means demigod. This language is spoken in the heavenly planet, Devanagar. But these Lascars, they think there is no living entity in any other planet.
And now the scientists
except
have...
Except this.
No, the scientists have started saying
so what
that...
what kind of scientists?
Oh, the modern...
They change their opinion.
Then they are learning science.
They are Lascars.
They are learning science.
No, no, see, learning means Lascars.
Then we are all Lascars.
No, we are learning not from Lascars. We are learning from the perfect. We may be Lascars. Learning is not Lascars.
No, we, I say, not learning.
It's a change. Now the scientists are thinking. That means they are rascals.
No, but as a matter of fact, Janssen did speak some years back that there should be life in on a dot like them.
Oh, many scientists, sir. Some, I was going to one doctor, Saha, in Allahabad. He said there are life. There is no question of disbelief.
Is that article that High Grievous sent? The title of the article was "New Discovery Creates Turmoil Among Scientists." Some scientists have now discovered some new subatomic particles.
Yes.
This has completely created turmoil amongst the scientists. But all of their theories now are all...
The elementary particles, smaller than the element, present elementary
yeah.
particles.
And they found a lot of them. So now they don't know what to think.
You see, they are trying to search it out by different methods. The Aryans tried to search it out by different methods, by yoga vidya.
Suti.
Yes.
From
they made their
Veda.
Yes.
Veda Pramana. Suti Pramana. That is Pramana. Nonsense speculating, there is not Pramana. There is speculation.
They make some theory and they become very complacent that, now this is.
Now we are advanced.
Yeah.
And next year,
they really start.
Again, advance. Next year, again, advance.
Then the real scientists don't think that. Huh? You must not believe that. Real scientists said this may be like
but
this.
Who? How
this
to
is their opinion.
Real
but, they are learning. After all, they are learning. They are not reached. They are not yukta. They are in the process of getting it.
So, why they say there is no God?
Who says there is no God? Scientists don't say so. Some of them may be saying. Jagdish Chandra Bodhi says so. He was a great scientist. Did he say so? No. So, I mean, if the few scientists say there is no God, that doesn't mean all the scientists. We are practically all of our scientists. These architects, this Mr. Joshi, myself, we don't say there is no God. So, sir, don't say that.
Because we have become Vaishnav, that is it.
Not that, even before that.
Unless one becomes Vaishnava.
A real scientist finds God working in every cell, every atom, every molecule.
Our point is, unless one has become Vaishnava, he remains a fool.
That is your saying.
Yes. That is the statement of Krishna. Naman viskitina mura prabhadjante naradhama. To anyone who has not surrendered to Krishna, he is a fool. That's all. This is the conclusion. We are fools, undoubtedly, but we take the words of Krishna. He is not fool. Makpara means whatever Krishna says, accept it. That's not. That is Makpara. And if I say, I don't believe in Krishna, whether he was existing, that is not Makpara.
That is different.
That is different.
But Krishna says to so many things. Krishna says to every leaf, every atom, every molecule and every living cell, he says what he is.
So
that is what the scientists have think. I mean,
scholars
hearing themselves now.
They think like that. Krishna is fictitious. This Bhagavad Gita was imagined as if Krishna speaking, not been hearing. And there was no war as Kurukshetra. This is the reason. There was no 5,000 years.
We suppose, sir, it may be like that as they say. But this is an acme right. of the knowledge. That's all.
Hmm.
Even though it may be fabricated, it is the acme.
Acme of the knowledge you are taking, but you don't believe
they are
the
good.
Source of knowledge.
They may.
You are so acme of the knowledge. You don't believe in the source of the knowledge. Now where is knowledge? That is darkness. Tama and Jyoti, two things are there. This material world is Tama, darkness. Because here, actually there is no Krishna consciousness. It is almost absent. Jyoti means there is Krishna consciousness. That we are discussing last night is Tatastha Shakti. Tatastha, the jivas, they are in the marginal position between Tama and Jyoti.
Tama is death and Jyoti is life.
Yes. So, the jiva is between these two things. Therefore, there was tatastha, margin. Sometimes you may be in darkness, and sometimes you may be in truth. That is your position. So those who are accepting Krishna's word, they are in Jyoti. And those who are interpreting Krishna in darkness, they are in darkness. Unless one has accepted Krishna as he is in darkness. That's what Krishna is describing. Mura Naradhama. That man might have been in the Jyoti, but he's losing the chance. Therefore, he's Mura Naradhama. He has the chance of understanding Krishna, but he's neglected, willful. Therefore, Mura Naradhama. Then so much learned. Maya for the Tadjana. That learning has no meaning. There is another darkness. A person without being learned is thinking I am learning. There is another darkness. There is another darkness.
Hey, Abhiman. Abhiman number one.
Abhiman. Person without knowledge, when he professes to be very learned and intelligent, he is more in darkness.
But really, sir, very learned people are very doubtful about their learning, to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. I had my professor who was a Nobel Prize winner in London, and he used to be very doubtful everything what he said. It may be or may not be, who knows? God only knows, he used to say. So we cannot say that all learned people are lying.
God must take the words of God.
That he must be taking, I mean, in his own way.
In his own way, he cannot take.
There are many ways by which to know God, isn't it?
You must take God's word as it is. That is duty.
The same example can be just like the sunlight.
Sunlight is light. You have to take it as it is. If you want to know what form the light is coming, what is there in the sun, that is beyond your jurisdiction. But light is there, take it, that's it.
The scientist will analyze the light and call it
scientist
the seven colors.
How can he go
seven
to the sun?
Of the light.
How can he go to the sun and study sun? Therefore he's arrested. You simply take light is there from the sun, that's all. Go there and not go there. The light is there. You check it. That's all. It finishes the business. This jyoti is called also Brahma. Jyoti. So, when you understood, one to understand where from this jyoti or light is coming, Krishna is replying, Brahmana aham pratishtha. Yes, your knowledge is perfect. Why didn't you take it? Krishna says, I am the source of this light.
Why? Everything.
Everything means this also.
It includes in everything.
Particularly, he says, Brahmana aham pratishtha. So this is the easiest method to get knowledge.
Now Brahmana Brahmano be pratishtaham Brahma Bhuto Prasannatman. How the Atma becomes Brahma Bhuta?
Check the words of Krishna with
Brahma. Brahma, that means he becomes Brahma. He realizes himself to be Brahma.
No, Brahma he is. Yeah, but he realizes. Rascal, he is thinking, I am American, I am Indian.
He did not realize.
That is Rascal.
No. That's right.
He is Brahman. By origin, he is Brahma. But Rascal, due to his Rascaldom, he is thinking that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Indian, I am. That is Rascal. Otherwise, he is Brahma. Yeah. So when he gives up this wrong concepts of our life and accepts that I am part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma, then he is Brahma. That is Brahma. Otherwise, he is Jiva Bhuta.
Thank you.
Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava Jayadam Dhadyate Jagat. These living entities, Jiva Bhuta, they are conducting the whole universal affair. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava Jayadam Dhadyate. Without Jiva, what is the value? These buildings are constructed because jivas have taken the material from the matter. So everything is like that. Why these trees are there? The jivas have taken the shape of this tree and it looks beautiful. Jiva bhuta mahava, jayadam, everything is like that. So that is jiva. So that jiva in the material concept of life, the tree is thinking, I am tree. The dog is thinking, I am dog. I am thinking, I am Indian. You are thinking something else. So this is Jiva Bhuta. And when he understands that Aham Brahma Asmi, that is Brahma. Simple thing. Ekattam,
Anupasthati.
That Ekattam, when he actually becomes Brahma Bhuta, we understand that all these living entities, we are part and parcel of God.
Yes,
Pandita, Pandita, Savadasu. That is ekartha. That we are servants. But these askers are think I am master.
Sama
sarvesha bhutesha. Yes. Sama sarvesha bhutesha means that every one of us, we are servant of God. That is ekartha. Ekattam anupasati. Anu means always. Anu means following the authority. Hare Krishna. So you think it is not that something matters and becomes Brahma. No.
He realizes that he is Brahma.
Yes, that's right.
He was not realizing it then, he was realizing it with body.
So long he thinks himself as a body, the jiva.
You said very well yesterday.
Yes. Jiva bhuta. Mami mangsa jiva bhuta. They are thinking. Indian, American, Brahmin, Sudra, man, dog, cat, tree. This is jiva. And he understands that I am not this thing. I am Brahma. That is Brahma. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu begins from this Brahma Bhuta state. Teaching is completely on the spiritual front. Therefore, people misunderstand that because we are speaking from the spiritual platform, everything. They cannot understand. It requires practice. Vyasa yoga yukte. Chetasananyagamina. What is that?
Chetasananyagamina. You must have continuous picking of your mind.
No, I know that, but second line. Vyasa yoga yukte, no? Chetasananyagamina. One can understand the Param Purusha.
Matanyam. Vyasa yoga yukte, no? Chetasananyagamina.
Upaiti purusham param.
Like that.
So this bhakti yoga means abhyas yoga. Practice.
Sattdhamma bhuto prasannatma na sochati na kankhi. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti lavate param. Then he gets real bhakti.
Yeah.
I mean, he becomes real bhakti when he realizes that his soul and not body.
Yeah.
Till then he is not a bhakti.
That is the beginning. Therefore, Krishna, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, he says, Jehinasvindyathadu. Because everyone is rascal, he's thinking, I'm this body. Arjuna was just thinking, how shall I kill? My other side, my brother, my nephew, body. Therefore, the beginning of spiritual education is to understand that I am not this body, I'm so. That is the beginning. For so many years, people are reading Bhagavad Gita, but still they are in bodily concept. That is the misfortune.
Mahamaya Duratya.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. No. Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. The concept of lying means animal. So you see the whole world is going on, nationalism.
Ramayan Sarvabhutani,
Mantra Rudanima.
Ramayan Sarvabhutani, Yantra Rudanima.
What is the nationalism? There is no such thing as nationality in the baby uterus.
No, sir. Nationalism?
Yes. Nowadays, nationalism is very prominent. You don't find this nationalism.
Now they are going to get rationalism.
Huh?
Rationalism.
Rationalism is equal. Not nationalism. No, this nationalism the Americans have the Russians, their enemies and friends, only on this principle. But Lord Maharaj is astonished. What is this enemy and friend? Because this is Bahavagot. This is materialism. This is materialism. Yeah. Why one should be treated as enemy and as friend? Everyone is servant of God.
And steady intelligence is acquired by hearing. We can keep our intelligence steady by hearing.
Yes.
But as soon as we stop hearing, then the intelligence...
Mind is disturbed.
Then the mind will take over.
Yes. If the mind is not controlled by intelligence, then it will disturb. Then senses will be disturbed, agitated. Then you are bound up by karma. Unless the sense gratification means karma bandhana, bound up by the laws of karma. And bound up by the laws of karma means repetition of birth and death and defined species.